So, interview with Scott Mawson, rerunning for city council February 2nd.
Rerunning for re-election.
Running again.
I love reruns, but...
Reruns can be fun. So that was my first question, really, is what inspires you to want to take it all on one more time?
There's a number of things that... that we've been working on that I'm looking forward to finishing up, as well as a few new initiatives that I'm interested in pursuing. And I'm very excited by where we've come and very optimistic about where we can go.
Good. Optimistic is good. So what do you see as coming up on the Expo Light Rail in the next 4 years? What are you hoping to be able to close with that?
That will truly be an exciting day. The Expo station in Culver City will be opening, I would guess, within 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an important date for Culver City, and it's an important date for the region. And it's been very exciting to have been a part of... a part of the realization of this collective vision of an improved transit infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you're looking forward to that?
Yes.
As far as the ongoing budget crunch in Culver City, how do you see the next council is going to be addressing that?
It's going to be the most crucial issue that we deal with. You can have all the ideas that you can dream up, of goals that you'd like to achieve and programs that you'd like to implement, but if you don't have the resources to accomplish them, they will never come to pass. And frankly, I find municipal finances to be a very interesting subject that may seem extraordinarily geeky, but
someone has to enjoy it.
Somebody kind of like it. I guess that person
is someone's cup of tea. Yeah.
And needless to say, just simply looking at it as a matter of self-interest, I want to live in a community that is financially strong for in the coming years, in the coming decades, and that to me is going to be probably will probably need to be the council's major focus over the coming 4 years.
Mm-hmm. So, what about the are they formalizing a policy on mayoral rotation, or did that came and went, and it was never? Formal procedures were not adopted. Is that still kind of just traditional?
I frankly don't particularly care.
Not going to hear anything with the bus. Thank you, Culver City Bus.
That's our excellent transit system at work.
There you go.
And we do really have a great bus network. But I don't particularly care whether we come up with a policy or not. There had been a practice that had been followed fairly carefully in the past, and frankly, I think it was Andy Weissman's turn to be mayor that the real gap in the process, or the gap in the protocol, happened the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And so... whether we adopt one or not, I simply assume that we'll use that same sort of protocol in the future. The one that we were looking at a couple of months ago was pretty close to the formalized version of what the city's followed for many, many years.
So, looking back at the 4 years you're just finishing, what's your high water mark? What's your proudest moment?
It's a great question, and I have to answer it on a couple of levels, because there's a number of different ways in which I've really felt gratified by being able to participate in the way that I have in the life of the community. There's no question that big accomplishments like the like having the Expo Line station built as an aerial station and the crossing built above grade as part of Phase One is a very big, very visible accomplishment. But on the other end of the spectrum.